our power and resources, which actually belong to the people of Iran, we will come to the help of the people who have suffered further hardships or are suffering hardships and problems today, people who have fixed incomes, people who have a fixed income. Today, they are facing the most severe problems. People with the changeable incomes, they adapt themselves to the situation. So that is why we, in the next year's budget bill that we have presented to the parliament, we have envisaged, actually, for those who have fixed income, for all civil servants, whether those who are currently working or those who have retired, actually all our retired people and civil servants, all of whom number are around 5,500,000 people. And also for all laborers and workers, they also number around 14 million people. We have made every effort in order to be able to raise their salaries and pensions, actually around 20%, and for laborers by more than 20%. We will increase their salaries in the next year. Of course, when I'm talking about 20% rise, it will be offered with a certain formula approved by the parliament, and of course, it has become law, and based on that law, we will act in accordance with that law. Also, the same thing goes for workers and laborers. This week, in a meeting that is going to be held this week, the exact amount of their salaries will be approved as well, and which will amount to more than 20% rise. The inflation rate this year has been more than 20%, but we cannot increase salaries and wages more than 20%. And of course, for next year, we hope that with the help of one another, we will be able to create a more secure condition for the people. So that we can give people ease of mind. Well, in terms of the prices of goods, exchange rate for the foreign currencies, and we will make every effort in that regard. We have made every effort in that regard. Of course, this year, people at certain points in time, they had problems and still they are facing problems. And as I have told, and I have told cabinet members in our meetings, the government should mobilize all its resources, all officials, all managers, all civil servants across the country. They should make every effort in order to, so that here on the eve of the new year, people somehow have ease of mind in terms of prices and their livelihoods. And we ask God Almighty to have a better situation next year. The first support that we have lent, our support will, in the first place, goes to those who receive fixed incomes. Second, we support those strata of society who are under pressure, under economic pressure, those classes of society who need more. As I have already told you, over the past 3 years, we have increased the petition received by the Rehabilitation Center and the Imam Khomeini Relief Committee. They are around 11 people. Over the past 3 years, we have increased their petitions fourfold, even more than four times. Still, we know that they are under pressure and they are facing problems. And for next year, as much as we can, we will increase their salaries and wages. The second point is the issue of production. Production in this country is being done with the support of the government and banks. We should create a situation where actually our agricultural produce, industrial products and services are offered to the people at reasonable prices. And the third point is employment of the youth. We will make every effort to create jobs for the youth. The employment situation in this year was somehow good. However, compared to the number of people who have been unemployed over the past years, unfortunately, still more than 3 million people are unemployed at the moment, and we should make every effort to give them jobs. I'm telling the great Iranian nation, the respected people of Bushehr, the respected people of Kangan town, I'm announcing to you loud and clear that despite the fact that every effort has been made, we have made every effort to this year, they wanted to do something to make the government close down all projects. They wanted to force the government to leave the projects unfinished for the sake of problems. And at most, they wanted us to be able to meet the basic commodities of people. But by God's grace, so far, more than 34 billion tumans have been set aside this year for development projects, and we have paid that amount, and we hope that in the remaining few days we will be able to increase that finance. By God's grace, in the current year, Iranian year, all major projects, we inaugurated all major projects in the country. We managed to actually inaugurate the largest refinery in the country, the gaseous condensate refinery. We inaugurated that, and it has become operational this year. 1 or 2 months ago, I traveled to Hormozgand. During that trip, two refineries came online. One Hormozgand refinery with the capacity of...
Well, that's Iranian President Hassan Rouhani speaking in the southern Iranian city of Kangan. This is the last provincial visit that the President has made at this Iranian calendar year that ends on the 21st of March. Now, in the city of Kangan, he said that the enemies of the nation are trying to put more pressure on the Iranian people. And he had talked about pay rise for workers and civil servants, more than 20%, and efforts to lower the inflation rate and high prices. He said the less privileged pensioners of the Imam Khomeini Relief Organization have received more than four times the pay they used to.